Day 52. What difference does it make?
By the way, in that stuff about who and whom that we discussed in the last session, did anything strike you as kind of odd?
Not offhand. Why?
Well, what about words like who and whom and what and where? WH words. What do we use them for?
To ask questions, of course.
Okay. So then what about your example? You said something like, a guy named Bill remarks that whys and therefores is a good source of information about English, and his friend Lynn replies, who says so? Is Lynn asking a simple question here?
Well, she could be, I suppose, but more likely she's challenging the accuracy of Bill's statement. She'd make it even stronger by coming back with, says who?
Can says who be taken as a question at all?
Not very likely, I guess. So are we talking now about just some little obscure thing in the language? Otherwise, who cares, Marta?
Ha! Say that again!
What? Who cares? Oh, in other words, I'm really saying nobody cares. Still seems like no big deal, though. What difference does it make?
I don't believe what I'm hearing. Do you keep doing this on purpose, Patrick?
Doing what? Oh, again. In other words, it doesn't make any difference. But I guess it really does.
So what's really happening in all these questions?
Well, they all look like questions, but they're really not. They're more like statements, negative statements. So is it like using question form to say something with the meaning of a negative?
Yes. Can't argue with that. Or maybe. Can anybody argue with that?
This is starting to get interesting. So we can do the same thing with yes-no questions. I mean, using question form to make a negative statement? But why have so many uses for question form?
Say that again.
Why do we have, wow, another negative statement with just why and a verb?
Why not? And why not have different uses? Language is rich in this sort of thing, Patrick.
And a positive statement with why not and a verb, or just why not. But it still seems like a bit of overkill. As I said before, since when does language need so many different uses for question form?
Wonderful! It doesn't stop. Think of what you just said. Are you asking a real question?
I suppose not. It'd be funny to answer with something like, since 1600. I guess I'm really questioning whether language needs those different uses, implying that it doesn't, the negative.
Uh-huh. But suppose instead of since when does language need, you said, since when has language needed so many different uses?
Well, now it's ambiguous. One meaning is a straight question calling for the since 1600 kind of answer, but the other is the negative statement. These examples with since are really odd, Marta.
What do you mean?
Look what happens with just a change in verb form. Has needed versus does need. One sentence is ambiguous, the other isn't.
Very perceptive.